This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
About things that are all right. I just sent somebody a note instead of saying call, C-A-L-L, right next to the semicolon. So it's ka. There's the giggle I like to hear. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, as we wish Victoria well on her marriage. She'll be back Monday.
I think, isn't that the plan?
I think that's the plan.
I don't even know what the plans are. I just know that she'll be back.
Yeah, Monday, Tuesday, she might be in Mexico forever. Who knows?
Yeah, right. I'm sure she'd be exactly. She'd feel right at home, living in Mexico. There are a lot of things that go on in the world of business that people don't understand. And they don't even know about. I find it interesting because I live in Framingham, Massachusetts. Been here all my life. It's the headquarters for big companies like TJ Maxx's main office is here, and Bose Corporation is headquartered here, and so is Staples. So in the local mix here is a story that popped up yesterday afternoon suggesting that Staples is going to be sold by the end of the month, end of this month, to a conglomerate of hedge funds for $6+ billion. Now, we used to throw around numbers. When I was a kid, you were a kid, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. When we talked about millions, we thought, wow, that's a lot of money. And it's not a bad, $1 million is a lot of money still. But it's the relativity of thinking about some of these numbers. And was it yesterday that I was talking about how much we all spend in terms of taxpayer? The figures come out from the feds every year. How much is collected versus how much we spend. And then, for the first time I can remember, we were talking about how much is collected by the state and the local governments in taxes, which, by the way, equals, it's almost as much as what you pay in federal income taxes. So you look at all these taxes and you think, wow, trillions and trillions of dollars. And then you think about the amount of business done in America by our deeply rooted corporations. Staples has been around for quite a while, and they're a good company, run well. They couldn't merge with, Outlook? There was Office Depot, and then there was another office, some kind of store.
Office Max, right?
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't, the Justice Department wouldn't let them do it because it would put the control of all this sort of business in the hands of one. And then you laugh about some of these things because in terms of just this week alone, Dow, which is a chemical company, is merging with DuPont, another chemical company, that does the same sort of thing as Monsanto. It does. Monsanto just went three or four months ago, they went in with Bayer, the European conglomerate. So now, we had four huge conglomerates that were controlling basically the future of food on the planet. Now we only have two. And the mergers and acquisitions and the amount of money that's involved in these things, the consolidation world is affecting, it's certainly affected radio and not to the better. Most of the businesses that are affected by consolidation, I think we could agree, Jennifer, or not, it isn't something that shakes out well, usually for the consumer, even though they say to the government, oh, prices will be lower and there'll be more service and better opportunities. Yeah, what a load of garbage that is. So here's the latest one. There's a movie premiering today in New York and Los Angeles called Food Evolution. Have you heard about it?
Food Evolution. No, I have not.
Food Evolution. Okay. So this is a focus on GMO versus organic food fight. And this Food Evolution is supposed to, or it attempts to, end the controversy, quote-unquote, once and for all, with a decidedly pro-GMO argument put together by an Academy Award-winning director named Scott Kennedy and narrated by Neil deGrasse Tyson, who is supposed to be
He's the hottest science guy.
God.
Yep.
Right. Mm-hmm. So they've hired him to try to put a bit of lipstick on this pig. And it uses the usual documentary conventions, one-on-one interviews with experts and beautiful shots of all of the farms like mine and his charisma. So there's a press release that I saw yesterday that suggests that people who put this film together hope to divorce emotion from hard science. Ah, this man, I want to puke. When he, first of all, hard science, there's no such thing as hard science, because science is always disproving itself.
Right.
That's the nature of the scientific method. Right, exactly. So if people are foolish enough, I'm going to eviscerate this film, because didn't we have the trailer? Carrie, you got the audio from the trailer there someplace. This is nothing but Monsanto corporate propaganda. And this guy, this sellout, Neil deGrasse, is it deGrasse or deGrasse?
I think it's deGrasse.
deGrasse Tyson. His involvement is supposed to build trust. But all he's doing is taking home a check from these people. So he's sold out. This is how the trailer begins. Isn't it?
The survival of our species has always depended on advances in agriculture.
Climate change is going to scramble this how are we going to feed the world debate.
This is all about companies.
This is about money. This is about power.
It's much easier to sell fear than it is science.
If you don't have food, then you're going to steal. You're going to kill someone.
So, okay. How do we make the most informed decisions about how we feed ourselves?
Yeah, we don't listen to you, pal.
Well, this is interesting to me because, I mean, it's very much part of the millennial culture now to know about GMOs and to make this a priority. And what is his name, Neil deGrasse
Tyson?
Tyson, right. He's like a cult figure for millennials. They love him. And so it seems odd to me that he would choose to do a project like this. I mean, Carrie, I know you don't like to be called a millennial, but you're a resident millennial. So, I mean, don't you think it's an odd choice for him to kind of go against the message of what seems to be your generation?
You know what, though? I don't necessarily know that that's the message of my generation. It's interesting because I think it's kind of split half and half. I think that you have people who are very invested in going to Whole Foods or going to farmers markets and all these different places and getting organic food and being super invested in what they're eating. And then I think you have other people who are millennials who are super duper into science and climate change and all of this other stuff. And maybe you would think that those are contradictory, but I think that there's another half who believe in GMOs and making food better or making it longer lasting or just changing. I don't know. It's interesting.
That's about more.
And I don't think that Neil deGrasse Tyson is doing this to make a big paycheck. I mean, maybe that's part of it. But I think that people who are invested in the sciences and who are engineers or who study that stuff in college, this is what they believe. And they don't think that they're, you know, and I don't even know what I believe. I'm somewhere in the middle. You're very invested on one side. I have friends who are very invested in the other side. And I'm somewhere in the middle feeling like I don't know what's right and wrong. And I feel like that's where, I don't know, I think that's where a lot of people are. And if you're
they're succeeding because they're confusing the issue and the facts.
That's why people
like you, if you hear enough people like me, if you hear it, that's what the strength is in advertising. You hear the same message over and over again, whether it's true or it really isn't true. It doesn't make any difference.
But I don't feel like I'm being brainwashed by anybody or anything. Okay, well, thanks for that. But I don't know. It's just, I think that GMOs haven't been around for a long enough time to see, you know, the impact that everyone claims that they have. So I don't know.
Why is it that GMO food is banned in Europe? Are they smarter than we are or dumber than we are? Or are they just different than we are? They have different priorities.
Probably. Yeah, I don't think it's fair to say one's dumb or smart or, they, you know, different priorities, different, and by the way, different corporations, different companies many times.
Yeah. Okay, well, it's something to look, it'll be interesting to see how this, how far this stretches out frankly, how far it goes and what people think of it. And I just I pointed out because I'm a farmer, been around animals, cows, all my life. I've been raising. I just went. I'm actually planting pumpkins this year for the first time.
Yay!
We want to have pumpkins at the farm
pumpkin
for the fall.
Patch.
So I have a I went. You get a kick out of this. I went to. I couldn't find it's late in the season, so I couldn't find from the normal sources of what we call open pollinated seeds. That's the difference. If you want to know what the scientific name is for non-GMO, the seeds are called open pollinated, which means that they have not been corrupted. I use that corn, and now I'm going to plant pumpkins, and to find open pollinated pumpkin seeds was hard to do. So you know where I found them? At a Home Depot.
Really? Now, can't you just plant pumpkin seeds?
Yeah.
If I had pumpkins from last year, I could just plant them, but I don't have any. So I didn't have any seeds. You can easily do that with any kind of, well, actually, source material for growing things in the garden, hello, is the same stuff. It's the food. So when you have a beet seed or you have a tomato seed or you have a pumpkin seed or a squash seed or an apple seed, that's what's inside. It recreates itself. All of the food, Mother Nature, God, has once again figured out how in the amazing reality that we call this world, how to reproduce itself. It reproduces itself within itself. That's what the seeds are in all of the plants that have been, that you know, you dry them out and you can replant them. And this is what, by the way, Monsanto doesn't want you to do. They fixed it so the seeds on the stuff that they provide you with are genetically modified so that you can't regrow the food from the seed source.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to keep buying them from them. That's how they've corrupted to the point of really screwing over Mother Nature, because that took a lot of work to actually grow, to figure out how to influence. And most people don't look at it that way because there are a lot of hungry people in the world, and they've convinced the people of Monsanto, have convinced many people that this is the way to feed the planet. And in a way, they're right. It is. So better to have some food rather than no food. That's their argument. Hard to argue with it, too, sometimes. At 19 after the hour.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-828-1177. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our team help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-828-1177. 800-828-1177. 800-828-1177. Results may vary.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Essential worm in the form of Justin Bieber. I can't believe we're actually playing one of his.
Only because it's not a favorable story about Justin. That's right. Why.
So this is a focus on Hanson, who slammed the boob, the worm, and his music in a new interview, comparing Bieber's music to a sexually transmitted disease. Taylor and Zach Hanson have become big deals. This is one of their songs, Mmm-bop. Is that how you pronounce it? I remember we worked with this, Jennifer, I think, for a while. Mmm-bop. They are not fans of Mr. Bieber and a lot of other stuff that's in the chart, the pop chart today. While playing Whose Song Is It Anyway during an interview with a radio station in Australia, Hanson was asked to identify Bieber's remix. Did I try to pronounce this the other day?
Yeah, gazpacho or gazpacho.
I love gazpacho.
Right. It was really close.
It was?
Yeah.
Despacito, I believe, is what you told me. So, they're comparing Mmm-bop to Despacito? How is that work?
Well, no, they played this song for Hanson to guess who sings it, and none of them knew who sang it.
Really?
And they were happy that they didn't know that it was when they found out it was a Bieber song.
Chlamydia of the ear
is what they called it.
That's not the song title.
Right. I like these guys, Hanson. Let's have more of their music. I don't know that much.
Well, they don't really have all that much.
Big Hanson fan.
Yeah.
Well, that's an overstatement.
I always think of you as being a big Hanson fan.
A Hanson fan? No, they were already kind of too young when I was.
You know what though? I grew up in my mom loved Hanson so much, and then I grew up with two older sisters, and we all had long blonde hair, so we kind of joked that we were the female version of Hanson when I was growing up. But I don't When was the last time they had a song or a song that made any kind of headway in the chart?
What do I remember? Maybe at Christmas time, Jen, I thought maybe you were excited about their Christmas album?
I think you're thinking of me.
Yeah, it was Kara.
Okay, Kara's excited. Sorry,
blonde
Jen.
Blonde hair? Wait a minute. The thing that stops me is Kara had blonde hair when she was younger.
I like to think of myself as a blonde. Really? It's darker. It was up in a ponytail, so you probably couldn't see my blonde.
Glasses got in the way of everything else. All right.
Okay.
No, that wasn't bad. That was good.
I don't think it's bad. I just think it's funny that you can't see past the glass.
Well, I kind of look into your eyes, and that's what I look at. All right, let's get to another controversy taken care of here. Miley Cyrus has a younger brother named Brazen, made his runway debut in Dolce & Gabbana's Spring Milan Fashion Week show. Didn't we talk about them yesterday?
We did, yeah. Because they're dressing Melania Trump, and they have they've made those hashtag boycott Dolce & Gabbana t-shirts for $250.
Yeah. Is that the shot that Miley Cyrus took?
She didn't mention Melania Trump. She just basically thanked you. She went on Instagram and said, you know, congratulations to her brother for being a model in the show. And then she added, P.S., I strongly disagree with your politics, but I do support your company's effort to celebrate young artists and give them a platform to shine their light for all to see. Doesn't sound like it's that big of a deal, but Dolce & Gabbana took it very personally, and they've vowed they're never going to work with her brother again.
Nice, Miley.
Said a lot of controversial stuff, so.
All right, 28 after here on the DJV show. The Wave Moisture Control Unit. Dump the misty crawl space mess in your house if you're tired of dehumidifiers with buckets of water to empty that costs you a lot, like $100 a month to run. It circulates the same unhealthy air all the time. The Wave Moisture Control Unit fixes all that. It's maintenance free. Costs just pennies a day to run. It expels radon, toxins, and other pollutants. It has a moisture control unit to improve the indoor air quality. A 1-year money-back guarantee with The Wave. Ask about The Wave's complete indoor air quality package. Go to dryair123.com, dryair123.com, or call for the information, 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-9283.
Ride the Wave. Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
It's time to streamline your tools with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt cordless system. One C3 battery helps your tool work longer and powers over 30 different tools like the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt hammer drill. The compact hammer drill pushes out up to 515 inch-pounds of torque to handle even your toughest drilling and driving projects. A Jacobs metal ratcheting chuck and an LED work light makes this hammer drill durable and versatile. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Staples knows that when the leave-behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true taste and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Your loved ones. Make it a happy day. It's Friday the 23rd of June on the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen at Doug Steffen. That's Jennifer Horn at Jennifer Horn. There's Kara Schillen at C. Schillen. Just like her to be different. Instead of using her first name, we use our first name. She just used her first initial like she was somebody
right.
Really
oh my
important.
God.
Wally Zowie.
You guys are so much better than me.
Yeah, that's us. Okay, so speaking of that, the stats are in this week as to who pays taxes.
Kara,
I
do.
Illegals? Yes, I do. Kara does. You do. So most illegal immigrants who pay taxes have stolen somebody else's legal identity. And the IRS...
I heard this story, actually. So this is, it's not all illegals that are using stolen Social Security cards, but I think it's like a million, 1.4 million illegals are working in this country using a stolen Social Security card. And that's pretty stunning because it makes you wonder. I mean, when you are just operating like a dope through your life like I do, you know, and just...
Oh, stop it. You don't like...
No, but... No, it is, but when you're operating in your own little world, look, we're all dopes. We're all operating in our own little space. I mean, do you really stop and think and go, gosh, how many of you are in this room or operating under a social... I mean, how do you even buy a stolen social security card? You know, that's what I get at, is how do we even know about it, really?
The IRS only manages to identify half of these 1.4 million people you're talking about that are affected by the fraud. And this is an amazing reality. And one of the things I think that Trump is trying to get at, isn't he? When you get right down to it,
Well, I think it's less about, he hasn't talked specifically about banning people here who are working and there, but yes, the crackdown on people coming here. And by the way, that's one of the things that not a lot of people are talking about. Border crossings since Trump took office are down 73%.
Yes.
And that's voluntary. That's voluntary. I mean, really, he did hire more ICE agents, but really, there's no wall. There's no nothing. This is just part of knowing that there's someone in the White House who probably will, you know, impose, I guess, the laws that are already on the books. It's kind of an interesting statistic.
Well, that would be nice if we could get some of the other laws. We have so many laws on the books here, there, and everywhere. Wouldn't it be nice if they actually were enforced? Wouldn't that be what a concept?
That's what I think is so funny, is that we've now gotten down, and we talk about this a lot because I live in California, and Doug, you're in Massachusetts, Kara's in the D.C. area.
Yeah.
I think about this all the time, that now the law, if you pay attention to the major lessons that you're getting from local government and even from federal government, it's now that you can pick and choose which laws you want to follow.
Yeah.
And the federal, that's the local government. From the national federal government, you're getting, well, what was the intent? You know, we talk about Hillary Clinton's intent or Donald Trump's intent for following laws. So I think I'm going to do an experiment next time I get pulled over for speeding and tell the officer that I didn't mean to be speeding. Do you think that'll work?
Yeah, there you go.
I didn't intend to speed, officer.
Sorry, it wasn't my intention to do that. The power of intention.
I don't think the power
of your mind. Speaking of that denial, Adam West died last week at the age of 88. He was the original Batman. His sidekick, Burt Ward, who played Robin, said that Adam West didn't know that he had leukemia and didn't know he was dying until a couple of weeks ago.
Hmm.
I thought that was pretty
I guess there's
amazing.
A blessing in that, right?
Yeah.
Then you're not worried and you're not, it's not the long goodbye, I guess.
Yeah, well, you weren't going to stop it anyway, so wasn't it nice to know that he didn't know, I suppose? There's something, to be said for that. We have this whole, had built into us this culture of having to know. And I believe, from my own point of view, that I want to know what's going on in my body because I want to have
Especially
longevity.
When you can change things.
Right.
But if there's something that you can't change, do you really want to know? I mean, that's actually a really good moral debate. Do you really want to know if you can't change it?
No. The best moral debate is whether you put whipped cream on a sundae or not.
Oh, my gosh. Did you guys hear about... I don't even want to laugh at this.
Right.
There's this hardcore fitness lady. Did you guys hear about this? She was
like
a fitness blogger.
The
whipped cream killed her.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't mean to laugh. It's so sad.
Rebecca Berger was her name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, she did everything she could to be healthy. She stayed away from junk food.
200,000 followers on Instagram.
Right. And then junk food kills her, but it's because a whipped cream can explode.
Right.
And apparently these things, I guess they're still selling them because they thought that the new edition they put out was safe, but somebody lost an eye from one of them in the past.
Oh,
and like somebody broke a couple ribs. So, you know,
whipped cream?
Well, just from the container
pressure,
yeah.
So,
it's too much pressure.
Yeah, whipped cream's not worth it, people.
Yeah. No. No, 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 no. All right, so
talk
here's
about
another
those
story.
Ironic stories, though, right?
Yeah.
Right. All right, here's another story, kind of that same cloth. We hear the DJB experience is all about having your experience through us, what's going on in the world. We don't presume to be right. We don't want you to presume that we're wrong. We just are. We have our experiences. We have our perspectives on things. And because there are so many things going on in the world, it makes for great conversation. We are a great company, if I do say so myself. If nothing else, we are great company. And so, for those of you who have not had the misfortune of being mugged, not had the misfortune of being robbed, not had the misfortune of being assaulted, Here's what might happen. I mean, think about how you would react if you found yourself on the business end of a weapon. Mm. Go to Jimmy John's restaurant. It's a fast food joint in Kansas City. One of the cashiers this week found out the hard way what it's like to be in a high-stress scenario. Surveillance video was made public yesterday of an encounter. It's gone viral, as a matter of fact. You can see this if you know. Just Google Jimmy John's in Kansas City, and you'll see this this video. The folks who were in the restaurant praised him for his composure and his patience. And some, you know, if you look at it the wrong way, it might be construed as indifference. There's no sound of the video, but it's clear as you look at the robber. He walks in, puts a gun to this guy's head, and demands the money in the cash register. Cashier turns over the money. He shows him what's inside. The robber takes all of it and leaves. So the name of the cashier, as you can imagine, not being made public. The store manager has not commented on the incident. But you look at him and the way he is just standing there through the whole thing. The suspect is a black guy with a cap on and a blue sort of hoodie. And he comes in. He walks in the door with the gun. You can see that in the video. He's not hiding the gun. He walks.
You know what he's there for, right?
Yeah, he's not there for a fast sandwich. That's for sure. And he's been nabbed by authorities. Identified easy. I mean, the guy's kind of stupid. Don't you realize there's a camera everywhere in all those places now? You walk in. Anyway, the robber. might have been better off you to put a mask on. Hello. All right, so let's do some sports here. I'm going to do the New England Patriots story. We don't have Victoria, so I'll do that, and you can do Warren Sapp, okay?
That sounds like a good deal. Go ahead. You start with the New Englanders. Right.
Ryan O'Callaghan. And the reason I want to do this is because I saw the video of this guy coming out on Monday. And it's taken me all week to come around to even talking about it. And I really don't want to talk about it now because I'm so sick of people trying to make something out of nothing. So this guy's a gay football player. What, you think he's the only gay guy playing football in the world?
Well, that's the point of him coming out and saying that, is I'm not the only one. And
yeah,
I think,
by a long shot.
Yeah. And he had a lot of, well, obviously you said you were going to tell the story, but... Did you read the article?
I saw the interview with the guy.
Yeah, I thought it was very, very heart-wrenching because he struggled with suicidal thoughts for a really, really long time.
He said after he finished playing, he was going to commit suicide.
Yeah, that was his whole plan from middle school.
Right.
And so I think the entire reason, because I don't think he wanted to make a big deal about it. He didn't seem like a guy who wanted to make a huge deal about it. But I think because he knows that there are other gay guys in football who are struggling with the same thing, that he wanted to come out and say, hey, talk to someone. People will accept you. There are other options. Don't kill yourself.
Yeah. Right.
Which I think is a good thing.
6'7", 330 pounds. He said being a big football player and being gay, going to being in the football team is a good place to hide. Especially when the quarterback is leaning over in front of you.
Oh, duh. No, I just imagine that it must be so hard because so much of what these guys do, we always talk about locker room talk. Well, hello, he's in a locker room all the time. Because everybody else has got... I know, but everybody else is...
Haven't we grown up or away from
Well, I don't think society really cares so much anymore, but no. I think for a man, when you are being celebrated for your extreme manliness, there's probably a dose of extra pressure that maybe just, you know, that's even more than
Vicodin.
The pressure of the average guy. Right.
He got hooked on Vicodin, or almost did anyway, and because he needed to calm down. I think it takes a lot of strength and wisdom to do what he's done, but others, because the general public makes such a big deal out of it. And with the laugh is on those who would have made fun of him during his career. He didn't come out till his career was over. And so under the circumstances, it is, I just think we make so much of this stuff. And frankly, it, as I said, took me all week to sort of bring myself around to wanting to talk about this on the air, because I become very judgmental when it comes to those these sorts of things, why people don't get it and why they don't just leave these folks alone. It baffles me.
I think it's less about society, though, at this point than it is about that inner battle within yourself and what you think people are going to think.
Yes.
And it's an incredibly difficult burden.
That's a very sage way of putting it. What a great way of looking at it, Jennifer. All right, let's get to another defensive tackle named Warren Sapp, who's going to donate his what? Oh, this is going to be good. Go
ahead. Sapp.
Yeah.
All right, so this is one story right up your alley, Dougie. Hall of Famer defensive tackle Warren Sapp announced this week that he's going to donate his brain to the Concussion Legacy Foundation after he dies. He's frustrated by the history of NFL owners disputing the correlation between head trauma and the negative consequences that many players experience during the game and after they leave the league. So he details some of the troubles he's experienced personally with memory loss and function since leaving the league. He said it's the most frightening feeling, but it's also very weakening because you feel like a child. He said he needs help. He needs somebody to help me find something he couldn't have found with his eyes closed in the dead of night, half asleep. You try to say, all right, I'm going to get a little more sleep. Maybe it's something I did last night. Maybe something I drank or whatever it is. You try to find a reason that it's not your brain and that he's not deteriorating right before your eyes. Those are really setting scary words. He also, he says that he found throughout his NFL career that players were asked to be macho. They were asked to be tough, and that they needed to. They didn't want to exude any form of weakness. So many players have trouble asking for help in what is a very macho league. So he's optimistic, and he believes that through research and diligence, football can be safer for all involved, especially for the young kids that are coming up before they even make it to college football or the pros. That they're taught how to keep themselves safe. And Doug, as you know, my friend Fred Dreyer, our friend Fred Dreyer, who played football for the Rams, says the exact same thing. You've got to teach kids from an early age to keep themselves protected.
Yep, that's the way to do it. All right, some good words of wisdom here. Thank you.
This is A Healthier You, and I'm Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. Innovation is a hallmark of American healthcare, particularly where medicines are concerned. The people who benefit most from this innovation are American patients, but increasing restrictions by both public and private payers threaten patients' access to the very breakthrough drugs American industry produces. In a poll we took last year, 87% of respondents said that fostering policies that support medical innovation should be a top priority for members of Congress. But discovery isn't enough. 86% of those polls also said we must assure that Medicare and private health care plans cover new treatments and cures. Innovation is only half the picture. Giving patients access to the cures that innovation produces is what makes a world-class health care system. Policymakers should take note. For more details, check out Facebook Better Healthcare Policy.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation interpretation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Away. How many of you have thought about going to Cuba? I have. I want to do a broadcast as soon as they figure out how to get the internet down there. Maybe not so fast, though, because the Trumpsters seem to want to change the reality here, which I believe on my own side is a mistake. There are new regulations. If you have planned to go to Cuba, perhaps you ought to set aside a few moments because we're going to talk to Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, where the Frommers travel guides are, about what we know and what we don't know regarding Cuba at this moment right after these words.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road, in your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
All right, 56 past the hour now here on the DJV Experience. Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com is here with a focus on Cuba. So it's sort of like we're in and now we're out, in again, up again, off again, and on again.
Yeah.
And a lot of this is political conjecture, but what is there that people should know if they have made plans already to go to Cuba? Are those plans affected?
Well, I guess it depends on how far along their plans are. We got a call to our radio show saying a listener had called an airline to try and book the day that the new sanctions were announced, and the airline said they weren't taking new bookings now. If you already have bookings, if you have a place to stay, it looks like you'll be okay. However, The pronouncement was very vague. It has to be, the fine details have to be worked out by the Treasury Department. What it looks like is Americans can no longer stay in military-run or partially military-run hotels. The problem is that's pretty much all of them in Cuba. So you don't have a place to stay unless you take a boat there or you do a sanctioned and extremely expensive tour. That means that your time in Cuba, every single moment you're going to be with a minder, i.e. a tour guide, but somebody who's not really going to let you interact in a free way with the culture, with the people you'll meet. It's a terrible shame,
You've been to China, Pauline, right? So
yeah,
you know,
sure.
When I went to, I went as a guest of the state, to do the radio, and I had a handler, I had a guide, I had a driver, and that was the rule. It was just what
you don't have to go to China that way. No, you can go to China. Yeah. I've been to China independently, absolutely.
Yeah, right. Yeah, now you can do it. This was like 15 years ago when they first.
I see. This whole thing is turning back the clock. Will people still be able to go to Cuba? Sure. But it's going to be incredibly expensive. That's the real shame. This is cutting the budget travelers out. And they're telling people they have to keep their records for 5 years. So if you're careless, the government could come after you if you've gone to Cuba now. So
too much
we'll
government,
see.
Too much. It's just not a. I don't believe this is not the smartest thing that they've done in this new world order. And so it's like, okay, we're not going to do business with China because they're commies. The Russians, come on, it's foolishness. Thank you, Pauline. 59 past the hour.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.